Good morning, brothers and sisters. Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们先有些祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you that we can be found here together in your presence.
主，我们感谢你，让我们在这里聚集的时候，我们知道你与我们同在。
We acknowledge, Lord Jesus, that our gathering is unto you.
我们因着耶稣，所以我们能够在一起。
You are our Lord.
你是我们的主。
You are our God.
你是我们的神。
You are our head.
你是我们的头。
And Lord, we want to bow before you.
所以主，我们愿意在您面前俯伏。
Lord, we thank you that we can have this time to worship you together.
主，我们感谢你，让我们在这一段时间能够敬拜你。
And know the sweetness of your presence.
感到你的甜美。
Lord, as we open your word, we also want to acknowledge your presence.
当我们打开你的话语的时候，我们要知道你与我们同在。
We confess our deep need for you.
我们向你承认，我们实在需要你。
Lord, we do not understand your word.
我们不明白你的话。
Your thoughts are not our thoughts.
你的思念不像我们的思念。
Your ways are not our ways.
你的道路不像我们的道路。
Lord, we need you to open your word to us.
主啊，我们真的愿意你来向我们敞开。
And we need you to open our hearts to receive your word.
让我开我们的眼，开我们的心，让我们能够接受你。
Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit whom you've sent to be with us.
我们感谢你，你差遣圣灵在我们中间。
To guide us into all the truth.
引导我们向真理。
So Lord, we depend upon you for this time.
所以我们仰望你。
And we ask that your Holy Spirit would enable us to speak, to translate, and also to hear your word.
主啊，我们仰望圣灵能够引导我们，不论是说的，是翻译的，是听的。
And more than anything, Lord, we pray that you would deposit your word deeply within our hearts.
主啊，我们但愿你的话语能够真正的刻在我们的心板上。
And make us doers of the word and not just hearers only.
让我们能够真正的实行出你的话，而不是只是听到而已。
Lord, we pray this together in Jesus' name.
我们在一起奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. We'd like to read a few verses from Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 22.
我们先读几段圣经，从启示录二十二章。
We'll read from verse 6.
第六节。
Then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true." And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
第六节，天使又对我说，这些话是真实可信的。主就是众先知被感知灵的神。差遣他的使者，将那必要快成的事情指示他的仆人。看哪，我必快来。凡遵守这书上的预言的，有福了。
Verse 8. Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, "See that you do not do that. For I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book, worship God."
第八节，这些事是我约翰所听见、所看见的。我既听见、看见了，就在指示我的天使脚前俯伏，要拜他。他对我说：“千万不可！我与你和你的弟兄众先知，必那守这书上言语的人，同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神。”
Verse 10, and he said to me, "Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
第十节，他又对我说，不可封了这书上的预言，因为日期近了，不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的叫他仍旧污秽，为义的叫他仍旧为义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。我是阿拉法，我是俄梅加，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
And verse 20, he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
二十节，证明这事的说是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在。阿门。
And I'd like to read a few verses from Matthew chapter 28.
我还想念从马太二十八章。
Matthew 28. Now this is the passage that records when the women came to the tomb of our Lord Jesus.
这段经文记载了那些妇女到主耶稣的墓旁。
And it was the morning of the third day after our Lord Jesus died on the cross.
是第三天，主耶稣钉十字架以后的第三天。
And we're told there was a great earthquake, and the stone had been rolled away, and the guards were fainting for fear. And an angel spoke to the women.
我们知道在那个时候有大震动，那个大的石头被滚开，那些兵丁非常害怕，而这些天使在那边对妇女说话。
Verse 5.
第五节。
But the angel answered and said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay.
第五节，天使对妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的，已经复活了，你们来看。安放主的地方。
And verse 7, And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, Rejoice. So they came.Held him by the feet, and they worshipped him.
第七节，快去告诉他的门徒，并说他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看哪，我已经告诉你们了。妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜，跑去报告他的门徒。忽然，耶稣遇见他们，说：“愿你们平安。”他们就上前抱住他的脚。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, I would like to share with you something of a testimony.
弟兄姐妹，我要与大家分享一些见证。
And I will explain to you this burden that I have this morning.
这样来解释我今天早上的负担。
This past summer, I was able to attend a conference.And the theme of this conference was looking for and hastening the coming of the Lord.
在过去的这个暑假，我有一个机会能够参加一个退休会。这退休会的主题就是谈到主的再来。
And during this conference, brothers and sisters heard many messages about the Lord's coming back very soon.
在这个退休会里头，我们弟兄姐妹听到许多的信息，都是关于主再来的信息。
And if I could sum up the burden of this time, at least as the Lord impressed on the hearts of many of us,
我可能我要就做一个总结，就是在这段时间里头， 主的话在我们的心里的负担。
The Lord's coming is more than just a conference theme.
主要来不只是不仅仅只是我们退休会的一个主题。
His coming is more than just a topic of Bible study.
他的再来不仅仅只是我们查考圣经的一个主题。
More than just one part of the truth.
不仅仅只是一部分的真实。
And I confess, you know, from my youth, I always looked at it this way.
我要向你们承认，在我小的时候，我总是这么看。
Every time it came to the study of the Lord's coming, there was so much disagreement, I find.
每一次谈论到主的再来，总有许多的争议。
And there were many different interpretations about the time of the end and the last days.
有许多不同的看法对主的再来，对这个末日的时候。
And when I was a brand new Christian, I remember a friend of mine, he always carried his Bible everywhere.
当我刚出蒙恩的时候，我记得有一个朋友，他总是带着他的圣经。
And he carried a scrapbook that had newspaper clippings inside.
他也带了一本剪贴簿，他有一些报纸在包装杂志剪贴在里头。
And every time he would witness to someone or speak to a brother or sister about the word of God,
当他对人或对的弟兄姐妹做他的见证的时候
，he would also point to some current event.
他也会指出当时的情形，当时的社会新闻。
And he would say, "You see how the Lord's word is coming true."
你看，主的话是真实的。
And I was very encouraged by all of these things.
我对这些事情都非常的被激励。
But eventually, after a while, it was very difficult for a young person.
可是，不些时候，我觉得对我这个年轻的人来说是有点困难。
Is that once you know that the Lord is coming back soon, it really seems like the Lord's not coming back too soon.
好像你明明知道神主马上就来了，可是又好像都不来。
And I remember different ones would tell me, you know, with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day.
有的人会告诉我，你知道吗？在我们看一日在主是看千年。主看的千年，在我们是看作是一日。
So it's been 2,000 years since the Lord said these things. Well, that's only 2 days.
所以虽然已经讲了2,000年了，在主来说可能只有2天。
For me, it seemed like it might as well have been 2,000 years.
对我来说，这是2,000年。
It certainly seemed like a long time.
看起来似乎很久。
And as time went on, I did a little bit more study.
慢慢的我也。
And I discovered that believers have been saying that the Lord is coming back soon for a long time.
我也看到有许多的信徒一直在说主要来了。
For 2,000 years.
2,000年。
And I find there's just this question that arises in my heart.
这是在我心里一直在问的问题。
Lord, why is it so long?
主啊，为什么这么久？
And sometimes I get discouraged when I was a young man.
当我在年轻的时候，我自己有一点失望。
And I say, you know, I would just preach the gospel.
你知道吗？我就想说，那我就传福音吧。
And I won't worry about all of these kinds of end times matters.
我对这些末世的光景，我就不要再去顾虑它。
And when the Lord wants to come back, He can come back.
当主要来，他就让他来吧。
I would just study it on special occasion.
我就在特殊的情况下，我来学习一下他的话语。
Now the reason that I go into all of this is because that is the wrong concept.
我为什么要讲这么多？因为那是一个错误的观念。
I think the Lord impressed upon my heart in a very clear way over these few months.
可是在这过去的几个月，神让我有不同的看见。
That his coming is not just a topic to study.
他再来不仅仅是我们要学习的。
It is really the fulfillment of all that has been promised in the Word of God.
而是应许他所有指着他所说的事情。
Our Lord Jesus' work at Calvary's cross, his death and burial and resurrection accomplishes our salvation.
主在十字架上死埋葬复活，他救赎了，完成了我们的救赎。
But that wonderful salvation is not complete until every one of the redeemed is standing in the immediate presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
可是那个救赎并不完全，而是只等到我们每一个被救赎的人能够站在他的面前，能够站立得住，那才是完全。
And we shall stand in His presence in a way that is worthy of Him.
而我们应该有站在他面前的那个态度，是他是配得的。
And one brother put it this way: If the cross of Calvary is the foundation,
如果在那个十字架是我们的根基的话。
The coming of our Lord Jesus is the completion of God's eternal will.
而主的再来就是那个主永恒的计划的完成。
And so the heart attitude of every child of God should be looking forward to that day when we see our Lord Jesus face to face.
所以我们每一个主的儿女，我们的心态就是我们要盼望与主面对面的时候。
We should always have that feeling that until we see Him face to face, there's something that's missing.
我们应该有带着有那种感觉，只等到我们与他面对面，我们总是缺少了一样。
We thank the Lord for His many blessings.
我们感谢主，他对我们有许多的祝福。
And for His help in our trials and difficulties.
在我们为难，在我们痛苦的时候，他帮助我们。
He provides for our needs.
他供应我们一切的需要。
He loves us and cares for us and feeds us as the good shepherd.
他爱我们，他喂养我们，就像我们的好牧人一样。
But our Lord Jesus' heart is seeking an eternal companion.
可是主的心意是在永恒里头与他找到与他能够一同在一起的人。
And the Heavenly Father has purposed that the church, redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus,
而父神的心意就是让我们的教会因着主耶稣的宝血而被救赎，
shall be fully perfected and conformed to the image of the Son of God,
能够完全、全美的、完美的，能够有耶稣的形象，
to be a suitable helpmate for the Lord Jesus,
能够成为主合宜的一个帮手。
Someone who can inherit all things with him.
有一个能够承担他所有的。
Someone who can share his throne.
有一个可以与他分享他的宝座的。
Someone who can commune with him for all eternity.
能在永恒里头与他有相交。
So you see, brothers and sisters, how the Lord's coming is not just a topic, but it should be really the goal of our life.
所以你看，主的再来不光只是我们讲的谈论的一个目标而已，而应该是我们每一个人的目的。
And that every message should be somehow related to the Lord's coming back.
每一样的信息都应该跟主的再来有关。
Every Bible study somehow related to that.
每一次的查经都应该与主的再来有关。
Every time we break bread together and share the loaf and the cup.
当我们擘饼分杯的时候。
We do this in remembrance of the Lord, in proclaiming His death.
我们做这样行是为了纪念他，是因为他的要再来。
Until He comes again.
只等到他来。
Every time we gather,
当我们聚集的时候，
it should be like a rehearsal for that gathering together to meet him in the air.
是为了我们将来要在天空与他相遇的一个预演。
Now I confess this is very new to me.
我承认这对我来说是很新的一个思想。
I heard brothers share of saints in many years past.
我在很多年以前就听过其他的弟兄分享过这样的信息。
When they saw a cloud in the sky, they would say, "Is this the cloud that will bring my Lord back to me?"
当他们在看到云端的时候，他们问：是这朵云能够把我们的主带回来吗？
When I turn this corner up ahead, will I meet the Lord there?
当我转到这个角落的时候，我会遇到我的主吗？
And I confess, I never thought that way.
我承认我从来没有这么想过。
I always thought, you know, the Lord will come back when He wants to come back.
我总是想主要来就他就会来。
Probably I will go to Him before He would come to me.
可能我先到他那比他 先来。
But my heart is encouraged by the warning and also the encouragement in God's word.
可是在主的话语里头，我得到了激励，我也得到了警告。
Now why did I read about the resurrection morning?
为什么我要谈到主复活的早上？
In a way it seems like this is a very different theme.
看起来好像有点不太一样。
But dear brothers and sisters, the word appears twice, there is quickly.
那个赶快快去出现了两次。
You know, the angel told the women who were waiting there to go quickly and tell the disciples that he was risen from the dead.
你看到天使对那些妇女说，你快去去告诉那些门徒，主已经复活了。
That everything that they had heard from the Lord Jesus in His messages to them,
在他在主还在世上的时候，他们听到主的信息。
Now it was all fulfilled.
现在都成就了。
And you can imagine this experience.
你能够想象这样的经历吗？
The Lord told them many times that He was going to die and be buried and the third day He would rise again.
主告诉他们许多次，他会死，他会被埋葬，他也会在第三天复活。
And you'll remember when He would say that, their hearts would often be heavy.
你记得吗？当他每当说这话的时候，他们的心里沉重。
Even though He said that to them, they understood, they didn't want to understand.
虽然他在讲这话的时候，他们明白，他们却不愿意明白。
Because the one who loved them, the one they loved, was going to be taken from them.
因为爱他们的和他们所爱的要离开他们。
And somehow they just stopped listening when they heard that He was going to die.
所以当他在说他要死的时候，他们就不愿意再听了。
And even though He spoke of rising again, they did not know what that meant.
虽然主说我会再复活，他们却不明白那到底是什么意思。
But they knew the Bible.
他们知道圣经。
They knew that the resurrection was the hope of Israel.
他们知道复活是对以色列的一个盼望。
And they understood the meaning of the Lord's words literally.
他们明白话语上主的话语上的意思。
But somehow when it happened to them,
可是当事实发生的时候，
it was totally unexpected.
实在是没有办法能够想象到。
It was a complete surprise.
是一个惊讶。
And they were startled.
他们有点惊慌。
And the angel reminded them, just as He said to you, it's happened that way.
就像他说的。
And we're told that they were filled with fear, and at the same time, they were filled with joy.
我们知道他们不光仅是害怕，可是他们却有大大的喜悦。
They were afraid because such things don't happen every day.
他们害怕，因为这样的事情不是每天都会发生的。
And they were filled with joy at the possibility that they would see their Lord face to face.
他们喜悦，因为他们能够有再见主面的机会。
And so this is the sense in which they quickly responded.
所以这就是他们能够马上回应的反应。
Now the angel said, go quickly.
天使说快去。
And the word says they went quickly.
这经上就说他们很快的就离开。
Did they stop to argue about it or talk about it?
他们有停下来彼此讨论吗？
Did they try to remember the verses in the Old Testament scriptures that spoke of such things?
他们有想一想旧约上谈论这件事吗？
No, their hearts were filled with excitement, with joy, with fear. They had to go as quickly as possible to tell their brothers.
他们没有，他们心里是满了了害怕，可是又带着惊喜，又带着欢乐，他们迫不及待的要去告诉他们的弟兄们。
There was no delay.
没有延迟。
There was nothing else that was more important to do.
没有任何一件事比这个事更重要。
It wasn't, well, I have to take care of a couple things first and then I'll go.
不是说我先摆平了一些事情我再来做。
It was, I drop everything and go.
我要放下所有的，马上去做。
And we'll find that when they were on the way, that the Lord Jesus met them.
可是在他们去的路上，主耶稣与他们相遇。
And he said to them, "Rejoice."
他告主耶稣说，喜悦。
And they fell down and they worshipped him.
他们俯伏在他的脚前，敬拜他。
Dear brother and sister, this is really a picture of our Lord's coming.
这是一个主再来的一个图画。
And the kind of heart that he desires in his own people.
这是他在我们每一个他的子民里头的一个心意。
That he is coming back quickly.
他会很快的来。
Suddenly.
突然的。
Certainly, surely.
是确据的。
And he wants a people who are quickly coming to meet him.
他也需要他的子民能够很快的来与他相遇。
And just as these dear ones, they met the Lord on the way.
就像这些他亲爱的在半路上遇见他。
And all their questions were answered.
他们的所有的一切问题都回答了。
And they fell at his feet and worshipped him.
他们俯伏在他脚前敬拜他。
This is the heart of one prepared to meet the Lord.
这是一个已经准预备好的心的人，他已经预备他当他遇见主的一个心态。
I am coming quickly.
我必快来。
Now, some translations in the English, I'm not sure about the Chinese Bible.
在有的英文的翻译中，我不太确定中文是怎么翻译的。
Some translations say he's coming back soon.
有的翻译是说我必快来。
And soon, that seems to be a little different than quickly.
快来好像跟马上要来有点不一样。
Now, if he's coming back in an hour, that's coming back sooner than if he comes back in a year.
如果他说一个钟头以后就来，是当然是比一年之内来要快得多。
But coming back quickly means whether he comes in an hour or in a year, when he comes, it will be sudden.
所以当他快来，这个快来，不论是他一个钟头之内来或一年来。
And if we're not careful, it may be the last thing on our mind.
所以这就表示他很快、很突然的会来。如果我们不小心，我们就会忘了这件事情。
Now think of these dear sisters who went to the tomb on resurrection morning.
想想这些姐妹在主复活的清晨到他的坟墓边。
Were they thinking of the Lord Jesus?
他们心里思念的主吗？
Yes.
是的。
Were their hearts filled with love for the Lord Jesus?
他们心里满了对主的爱吗？
Yes.
是的。
Did they go there to minister to him?
他们要去那边服侍他。
They took the spices to anoint his body.
他们带了香膏要去膏抹他。
To bestow honor on him.
要去敬拜他。
That was the most important thing for them.
那是对他们来说是最重要的事情。
But were they still surprised at the immediate fulfillment of the Lord's word?
可是他们仍然对主的话语的实现而感到惊讶。
His resurrection came quickly.
他的复活是如此的突然。
And their response was quickly.
他们的反应也是很突然的。
You see how different this is from just trying to think about what time the Lord might come back.
你看到吗？这跟我们想主到底什么时候来是有点不一样的。
Will he come back in a year? Will he come back in 10 years?
他是在一年之内来，还是十年之内来呢？
Will he come back tomorrow?
他会明天来吗？
You know, the Lord Jesus' disciples, they were very concerned about these things.
你知道主耶稣的门徒对这件事情也很看重。
When he spoke to them on the Mount of Olives,
当主耶稣在橄榄山上对他们说话的时候
and he spoke about the day when the temple would be leveled to the ground.
他谈到圣殿会被摧毁。
And all the time the disciples were speaking to the Lord, see how beautiful the temple is.
而门徒只是说，主啊，你看这圣殿多么的美好。
And the Lord said, all these things that you see, the day is coming when there will not be one stone left upon another.
可是主却对他们说，当那天来的时候，一块石头不会留在一块石头上面。
Now you can imagine that was a very startling word.
你可以想象那是让人多么惊慌的话。
That's not what they expected the Lord to say about the temple of God.
当然他们不可以想象主讲是这么样的描述那个圣殿。
And so a few of them, they approached the Lord Jesus.
所以有少数的人到主的跟前。
And they said, Lord, when will these things be?
他们问主，主啊，什么时候这些事会发生？
And what is the sign of your coming?
会有什么预兆？
And of the close of the age.
在这个末世的时候。
Now you see, they were concerned about what time all these bad things would happen.
他们顾虑的是什么时候这些不好的事情会发生。
And also, what was the sign of his coming so they could get ready?
他们也想要知道会有什么预兆，在主再来的时候会有什么预兆，所以他们能够准备好。
They somehow wanted to know the time so that they could prepare.
他们想要知道什么时间，所以他们能够预备。
And they wanted to know the sign so that they wouldn't be caught unprepared.
所以他们因为要想要知道时间，所以他们就不会有一个措手不及的感觉。
And the Lord began to speak to them about many things.
所以可是主就开始对他们讲论许多的事情。
But when he spoke about the time, he said, "No one can know the day or the hour."
可是当他说到这个时间的时候，他说没有人知道什么时候、什么日子。
Not even the Son of God knows the day or the hour of His coming in glory.
即使是神子也不知道什么时候、什么时间。
But only the Heavenly Father knows.
只有父神知道。
And He said further, "You must be watchful."
你要警醒。
Because the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect.
因为人子来的时候，那个时间、那个日子是你没有办法想象的。
Even you knew the hour, you wouldn't be expecting it.
即使你知道那个时间，可是你会还是会出乎意料。
So now, how do you prepare if you don't know the day or the hour?
那你是要怎么样的准备？当你不知道什么时候、什么日子呢
？You know, I love the Greek word the Lord used to talk about His coming is parousia.
我很喜欢这个希腊文当主说到他来的日子，这个 parousia.
And that's used to talk about a visitor who's coming to your house on a long journey.
他讲到一个远方的一个客人经过了一个长途的旅行来到你的家里。
And you know that someone is going to come to stay at your house.
你知道有个人要到你的家来停留在你的家里。
And so you want to prepare everything for your guest.
你要为这个客人预备所有的事情。
And you want to be sure about the time so that you know that you can be ready.
你要确定他来的时候，所以你要确定你所有的事情都准备好了。
And it includes this idea of parousia. It's not just the moment of arrival.
也包括了不光光是他进来的那个时刻。
But it's this sense that you know that they're on the way.
你也带着他，你知道他一路上的行程。
And so you have anticipation to receive them.
你预备好来迎接他。
And then maybe you look out the window and you can see them coming in the distance.
你从窗户往外看，你看到他从远远的地方过来。
And you're standing there at the door, prepared to greet them when they come.
你站在门口预备来迎接他。
And you receive them into your home.
你欢迎他到你的家里来。
And you minister to all that they need to refresh them.
你服侍他供应他一切的需要。
And then you can spend time together in each other's presence.
然后你与他一同在一起。
Now, parousia includes all of those things.
Parousia 这个字就包括了这一切。
Not just what time are you coming.
不仅仅只是你什么时候来。
But it includes all of this anticipation and preparation.
也包括了预备跟准备。
But the most precious thing about parousia is the presence of the one who's coming.
而最宝贝的是，是他来的时候，与我们同在的时候。
This is great joy to the host to have the presence of the one who's coming.
这对一个主人来说是最大的喜悦，能够跟他的客人在一起。
Now, sometime I think about this, you know.My wife and I, we sometimes receive visitors at our home.
我跟我的太太常想到我想到这件，我跟我的太太有时候会欢迎一个客人。
And one thing we always want to know is when they will come.
我们总是想要知道我们的客人什么时候来。
Because we're afraid if they come at a time that we're not prepared, maybe the house will be a mess.
我们有点担心，就是如果万一他们来了。不是我们期待的时候，我们的房子有点乱七八糟。
And if I just look out the window and see I have a T-shirt on and jeans on, I'm not prepared.
如果我从窗户看到他要来了，而且我只是穿了一个汗衫，穿了一个牛仔裤，我还没有准备好。
I might send my daughter outside to talk to them and maybe just take a little bit of time.
我会把我的女儿送出去跟他们聊聊天，来拖延点时间。
Now, see if I knew what time they were going to come, you know, I could get ready.
可是如果我知道他们什么时候来，我就会预备好。
I have to run out to the supermarket and buy some food.
我得赶快到外头市场上去买点食物。
I don't just want to give junk food to my guests.
我不要随随便便给我的客人那些乱七八糟的食物。
You see what I mean? If you receive someone, you want to have the advance notice.
你看到吗？当我们要招待一个人，我们希望能够有事先的通知。
And if you expect them at a certain time and they don't come at that time, you get very nervous.
当你知道明明知道这个客人什么时候要来却没有来，你就开始很紧张了。
Where are they? Why haven't they come yet?
在哪里呢？他们怎么还没来？
And you might walk back and forth and look outside whether they're not here yet.
我是走来走去看看外头到底他们到哪里去了。
You see, it's very difficult to be watching all the time.
所以是很难呐，这样每次都是这样往外看。
Now it's like that sometimes when you know when someone is coming. What if you don't know when they're coming?
这是当你知道有人要来，可是当你不知道有人要来的时候呢？
They're coming for sure, but you don't know what day and you don't know what hour.
他们要来，你是知道的，可是你却不知道什么日子、什么时候。
What if your guest told you, "I will come at a time that you do not expect"?
如果说你的客人跟我说我会来，只是你不会知道什么时候。
Well, I don't know if I want you to be my guest or not.
我就不晓得我要不要你做我的客人了。
That's not very polite.
那实在是很没有礼貌的事情。
You see, is this a way of thinking that is very faulty?
所以这样的想法是实在是错误的想法。
There are two reactions you can have in that situation.
你应该有两个反应。
You can say it's impossible to prepare.
不可能让我准备好。
Because I don't know when they're coming.
我实在不知道他什么时候来。
So I just have to go on.
我就只好继续了。
The other alternative is that you're prepared all the time.
另外一个反应是你总是准备的好。
And you just have a mind to always be ready to receive who would come to you.
你总是准备好，随时可以准备接待他。
And in a way, it's almost like you live as if your guest is already there.
就像你好像每天的生活，你的客人就是与你在一起。
If my guest was already here, what would I need?
如果我的客人已经在跟我在一起，我还需要什么呢？
Well, you have that.
你已经有了。
If my guest was already here, how would I conduct myself?
如果我的客人已经在我家里了，我应该有怎么样的行为呢？
Would I go lock myself in my room while they were sitting in the parlor?
我是不是应该把我自己关在房间里，让他们坐在那客厅里呢？
Would I speak in a rough way to my children if he were standing here inside my door?
我是不是会对我的儿女讲一些很凶的话呢？
You see, this is what is so precious about parousia, the coming of the Lord.
这就是主再来宝贝的地方。
Because it's all about honoring the presence of the Lord.
是为着就像主与我们同在的时光，我们要尊重这个时光。
And even the Lord is absent.
即使主不在我们这边，
In our hearts, He is present.
在我们的心里，他是与我们同在。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit has come to us.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵已经在我们中间。
So that even though our Lord Jesus is in heaven, we can know His presence right here with us.
即使我们知道主在天上，我们依然能够感受到他与我们的同在。
And He said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you.
他说，我总不会离弃你，我总不会离开你。
And you know that's true in your life.
你知道在你的生活里，生命里，这是真实的。
He said, behold, I am with you always.
他说，看啊，我永远与你同在。
Even to the close of the age.
即使到了世界的末了的时候。
Now you know that that's true.
你知道这是真实的。
But isn't it also true that sometimes His presence is not so real?
是不是有的时候也感觉到他并不是真的与我们同在呢？
We can be distracted by many things.
我们可以被很多的事情所打搅了。
And He doesn't seem to be as near as He does maybe when we gather on the Lord's Day.
似乎他不像是在我们在主日的时候与我们那么亲近。
Or we have a time of fellowship in the Word of God, or we sing praises to the Lord.
或是当我们聚集的时候，我们唱诗歌赞美主的时候。
In times like that, we can sense the Lord's presence in a clearer way.
在那个时候，我们实在能够感受到主与我们同在。
But is it possible to recognize and treasure the Lord's presence every day?
可是我们能够宝贝，能够认识到主实在是在每一天中都与我们同在。
That even when I'm at work and I have so much to do that I can't, but I'm still trying to finish today what I should have finished 2 days ago.
即使是在我们忙碌的工作中，很多的工作好像应该还没完成，我们能不能感觉到主的同在？
Is it possible to know His presence right then?
你感受到在那个时候主也与你同在吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, I need to know the Lord that way.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的应该要知道认识主，实际上那个环境下认识知道我们的主。
To have a heart that's ready for Him.
我们要有一个为他预备好的心。
You know, all of the illustrations that our Lord used in the Gospel of Matthew, it kind of points to this idea of being ready for His presence.
主在马太福音里头讲到许多的例子，都是指向他要，我们要如何的准备他要来的日子。
You'll remember He said, learn the lesson from the fig tree.
你记得他说，记得那个无花果发嫩长叶的日子吗？
Now, when you see that the branch becomes tender,
当你看到那枝子发芽发嫩长叶的时候，
and the leaves are starting to come out,
叶子开始出来了，
then you know the summer is very near.
你知道夏天近了。
That's Matthew 24, verse 32.
那是马太福音24章32节。
You can tell something about the time from the change of the season.
你可以从四季的变化中知道时间。
Now I know that our Lord spoke prophetically of the nation of Israel.
我们知道主对以色列民族有许多的话语。
And there are many books that have been written about the prophetic lesson of the fig tree.
也有许多的书本谈到预言到这个无花果树。
But I think there's a more basic lesson to learn.
可是这个是基本的功课，我们需要学习。
And it talks about the certainty of the fulfillment of the Lord's word.
这是对主的话语的实践是一个例子。
He said, "Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word will never pass away."
他说天地都要废去，可是我的话语是绝对不会废去的。
It's as if he said, "If I said that it would happen,You can count on it.
就像如果我说了，那你就应该要信靠。
You can trust your whole life on this word.
你可以把你的一生都放在这个话语里。
Now it may not seem like it.
好像似乎看起来不应该是这样。
It might not feel like it.
感觉不出来。
And from one day to the next, you might not be able to tell any difference.
一天又过一天，你可能感觉不到有什么不同。
But just as certain as the budding of the fig tree means that fruit is on the way.
可是就像这个无花果树的包花包，那个夏天要近了。
You can trust that my coming is near.
你可以确信我要来的日子近了。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, have you ever spent an afternoon watching the trees grow?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有在一个下午能够花点时间看看一个树是怎么长的？
Well, if you did, you probably got bored very quickly.
如果你有的话，你可能马上就觉得很无聊。
Because you could sit there as long as you could possibly stand it to try to watch the trees grow.
你可以在那边停留。不管有多长的时间来看这个树是怎么长的。
And even if you could manage to sit there all day,
如果你能够在那边花一整天的时间。
If you trusted only what your eyes saw, you would say these trees are not growing.
如果你相信你眼睛看到的，你会说这个树没长。
And someone may say, well, you have to sit and watch them for at least 2 or 3 days.
有的人会说你一定要坐在那边至少花个两三天的时间。
There's no way that it's impossible.
怎么可能呢？
But you know, sometimes on those nature program, you see the time lapse photography.
有时候你看到那些自然的生物节目，你看到那些时间好像过得很快。
They will put the camera there to watch the plant or to watch the tree.
他们放了一个摄影机在那边去看这些花或者这些树木的成长。
And the camera doesn't get tired.
这个摄影机不会感到疲惫。
The camera doesn't get bored.
摄影机不会觉得无聊。
The camera doesn't have to go to work.
这个摄影机不需要去工作。
Doesn't have to wash the dish.
它不需要洗碗。
And what's so wonderful is all of it gets on the film and then they speed up the time.
他们只是需要全部都录在这个影像里头，然后就。
And you'll say, surely the tree was growing the whole time.
然后你就看到，是啊是啊，这个树是在长啊。
I just couldn't see it.
我就是看不见。
I couldn't appreciate.
我没有办法享受到。
But it's as if the Lord is saying, you just go and you be occupied with your daily responsibility.
就像主说的，你在每一天的，在每一天被每一天的事物所占领。
And from time to time, you'll be reminded and you'll look at the trees.
就有的时候呢，你就会被提醒到，你就会看看这个树。
And you'll see it looks much different than last time I remember.
你就会发现，这跟你上一次看的有点不一样了。
The Lord's coming is just like that.
主再来的日子就像这个样子。
It's very gradual.
是慢慢的。
It seems as if nothing may be happening.
好像看起来没有什么事情发生。
But everything is right on time.
可是每一件事。都是准时的。
Because the Lord's word is truth.
因为主的话是真实的。
Now sometimes my wife and I, we like to go to Pennsylvania in the fall to watch the leaves change the color.
我的太太和我有的时候喜欢到Pennsylvania 去看看落叶。
Now we don't go when they're green and then watch them until they change.
我们当然不会在它还是绿颜色的时候就去等着它的改变。
But there's a special period of time when the leaves are very colorful.
可是有一段时间，这些树叶会有一个非常好的颜色。
And you can take a train around all of these places and see just the beautiful scenery.
你可以乘火车走过这些地方，这实在是一个很美的一个风景。
But there's only a couple few weekends, maybe 2 or 3 weekends.
可是这只有两三个周日。
That's really the best time to go.
那实在是最好的时间去。
And sometimes I promise my wife, you know, we will go.
就说我应予我的太太，我们会去，我们会去。
And you know, I said, well, we'll go this week. Well, maybe not this week, but maybe we'll go next week.
我会说哦，或许这个星期，哦不，或许下个星期吧。
And the next week comes, and I say, you know, something's come up. I'd forgotten about it. We'll have to do this week, but then next week we'll surely go.
那个星期来了，可是我又有事了，所以我就说啊，这个星期不行，那我们再下个星期，我一定去。
And it's even before you even realize it, it's too late.
可是直到你突然警觉到了是已经晚了。
Unless you want to go look at all the leaves on the ground.
除非你要看看，叶子已经落在地上了。
But you know, dear brother and sister, I think this is something of the lesson of the fig tree, and really any tree.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是无花果树的一个例子。
If you want to be prepared, you've got to be watchful.
如果你要预备，你要警醒。
And you've got to be diligent.
你要很努力的警醒。
Because you'll have a window of opportunity.
你只有一短短的时间。
And if you don't really mean business, then you'll miss it.
如果你真的不警醒的话，那你就会失去那个机会。
And like I do when I miss the leaves in the fall.
就像我错过了那个秋天的叶子。
I find that I'm full of regrets.
我有点后悔。
And when I talk to my wife, I'm full of excuses.
我对我的太太满了抱歉。
And I always promise we'll do it some other time.
我一直跟她应语，我们下回吧。
Now I think, brother and sister, the Lord Jesus would say that if we're not very, very careful, His coming will find us out the same way.
我想到主耶稣对我们说，如果我们是这样的心态的话，我们就发现他再来，我们也会有这样的惊讶。
And He spoke about the days of Noah.
他也说到挪亚的日子。
And He compared it to the days before He came back again.
他与他再来以前做了一个比较。
And did He talk about how wicked the world was at the time?
他说到这个那个时候世界是如此的败坏。
No, He just talked about how busy people were.
他也说到人们是多么的忙碌。
He said that there was eating and drinking and marrying.
他说到人在那个时候吃喝嫁娶。
And in the Gospel of Luke, you find buying and selling and building houses.
在路加你也看到那个时候人买卖建造房子。
Planting the crops in the field.
栽种。
Is so busy.
大家都这么忙。
And he said everyone was doing that in Noah's day, right up until the time that Noah went into the ark.
他说到每个人都一直在做那些事，直到挪亚进方舟的时候。
And as soon as they realized that it's been really raining very heavily for quite a couple few days now.
他们就突然意识到怎么下这么大的雨了。
Then the door to the ark was shut.
方舟的门就被关了。
And it was too late.
太晚了。
He said they didn't know until the tsunami came.
他们不知道，只等到风啸来了。
The flood came and carried them all away. It wasn't until it was too late that they woke up.
大海啸把他们都冲走了，他们实在没有意识到，直到大海啸来把他们都冲走了。
He said it'll be that way in the day when the Son of Man returns.
人子要来的时候就像那个样子。
Now in His love, He tells us beforehand.
因为他的爱，所以他事先告诉了我们。
But His warning is very clear.
他的警告是非常的明白。
He wants us to be ready.
他要我们准备好。
He wants us to be ready.At a moment's notice to come away with him.
他要我们在每分每秒都准备好。
And you know, that's why he mentioned the two people in the field.
这就是为什么他讲到在田里的两个人。
There was two men, they were working in the field.
那有两个人在田里面工作。
There was two women, they were grinding at the mill.
那有两个妇女在磨磨。
And Luke said there were two people who were asleep in the bed.
在路加也说那有两个人在床上睡觉。
And one was taken, and the other was left.
一个取走，一个留下。
At the time of his coming, one is taken, one is left. What does that mean?
他来的时候，一个取走，一个留下，什么意思？
One was unattached.
一个是没有连结。
One was ready.
一个是预备好了。
The other said, "Wait."
另外一个。
The Lord said, "If you're out in the field." And you remember that there's something back in your house.
如果主也说，如果你还在田里，你记得你在家里还有些什么事情。
Don't go back. Leave it.
别去。
Now that's not so easy to do.
这不是一件很容易的事。
It's an exercise of heart to be ready to go with the Lord should He come and knock on your door.
这是对我们一个心理的一个操练。当主来的时候，他在敲门的时候。我们准备好了。
My daughter, she has to catch her school bus at 6:50 in the morning.
我的女儿每天在6:50的时候要坐学校的公车。
And every time when it gets around bedtime, she will say, I know I will get up.
每天晚上睡觉的时候，他就说我一定会起来。
And most of the time, around 6:30 in the morning, she's still asleep.
可是大部分的时候，六点三十的时候，她还在睡觉。
And the alarm clock has been turned off long time ago.
闹钟已经关掉好久了。
And mommy and daddy have to go in and say it's time to get up.
爸爸妈妈得去叫她。
And by that time, you really have to hurry up.
在那个时候，你实在得赶快了。
Because the driver of the bus.Says 6:50.
因为那个学校的公车的司机说六点五十。
But you know that you don't show up at 6:50.
可是你知道你没有办法在六点五十准时到。
Because 6:50 means any time between 6:42 and 7 o'clock.
因为六点五十代表着是六点四十二到七点之间。
So if the bus driver comes early.You can be angry, but you'll still be late.
如果那个车早来了，你就会很气你自己。
And if you come at 7, well, it's no one but yourself to blame.
如果你七点钟到那里，你谁也不能怪了。
And the reason I go on about this is because she missed the bus last week for the first time.
我提到这件事，因为我女儿上个星期她真的是错失了她的公车。
And she runs on the track team.
健跑队里头。
And she said, even if I'm late, I can run very fast and I'll catch the bus.
她说，即使我晚了，我还是可以追得上那个车子。
And she's 12 years old, by the way, not 21.
她是只有十二岁，不是二十一岁。
But she ran very fast, but she didn't catch the bus.
她虽然跑得很快，可她却没有追上那个车。
And so, in a way, this was a way that she learned the lesson about you have to be prepared because you don't know the minute or the hour even.
这就是他所学到的，因为你一定要准备好，你不知道什么时候、什么日子。
But the point is that mom and daddy were not ready to take her to school either, because mom and daddy had to go to work too.
而且父母也没有准备要带她去学校，因为我们也有我们的工作。
And you see how much anxiety there is when we're attached to so many different things.
你看到吗？当我们与许多世上的事情连结的时候，我们心里有多么的焦虑。
But you know the precious word in Song of Songs where the beloved says, you know, I was sleeping, but my heart was awake.
可是在歌中之歌说到虽然我睡了可是我的心里
And as soon as I heard my beloved's hand on the door latch, I was ready.
当我听到我心爱的人在那个门槛上的时候我预备好了
You see, dear brothers and sisters, that readiness, is because of love.
我们准备是因着爱。
It's not because of duty.
不是因为我们的职责。
And there's something about being available to Him.
我们要让我们自己为他所用。
That is all about being prepared for His coming.
是为了他要来的准备。
Now, we could go on, but it's time really to stop.
我们可以再继续，可是该停了。
The Lord spoke of the thief in the night.
主也说到在夜间的贼。
Does anyone ever think it's going to happen to them?
你们想过
Usually not.
大概没有吧。
We know the thief will not tell us when he's going to come.
我们知道贼从来不会告诉他什么时候来。
And if he told us, he probably wouldn't come that time.
他如果告诉我们，他大概就不会来了。
And of course, if we knew when he was coming, we'd be there to wait.
当然，如果我们知道他来，我们会在那等着。
But that's the point: is if you wait until the thief comes, it's already too late.
可是，这就是如果你在那边等着他来，那就已经晚了。
The Lord's desire is you must be ready all the time.
主的盼望是我们随时随后的都预备好。
And this is a heart matter.
这是我们的心态。
Now I just leave you with this thought.
我想把最后这一个想法来留给你们。
The Lord Jesus spoke of His coming quickly in three places in Revelation 22.
主在启示录的二十二章讲到三次他要来。
Now in one way, it all looks the same.
看起来好像都差不多。
But I encourage you to read these portions carefully.
我鼓励你把这二十二节仔细的看一看。
The Lord Jesus says, "I am coming quickly."
主说，我就快来了。
And there's a response there Come, Lord Jesus.
也有一个反应说，主，愿你再来，愿你快来。
Now, who is it that says, "Come, Lord Jesus"?
是谁对主说，愿你快来？
That's the cry of the heart that is ready.
是那些预备好的心对主的呼求。
At the end of the Bible, it says, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus."
即使如此，在圣经的最后，即使如此。
That is whether I'm ready or not, whether I understand it or not. Please don't delay because of me.
不管是我是准备好，没有准备好。
Now this is what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life and my life.
这就是圣灵要在你我的身上有的心态。
This is the heart of the bride of Christ.
这是一个心腹对主耶稣的一个心态。
The Spirit and the bride say, "Come."
这个圣灵跟心腹说，来。
The Lord says, "I am coming."
主说，我必快来。
And the Spirit and the bride are in agreement.
心腹和圣灵是同意的。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主，请你快来。
Now the Lord can use His Word. He can use the fellowship of the saints. He can use the trials and difficulties of our lives to make our hearts ready to meet Him.
主用我们的相交。用我们的教会，用我们的生活上的各样难处，让我们的心准备好他的再来。
So let's pray for one another, brothers and sisters.
让我们彼此的祷告。
And let's encourage one another.
让我们彼此的鼓励。
More and more as we see the day approaching.
让我们能够更加的看到那来的日子近了。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
主，我们感谢你宝贝的话语。
We pray that you would write these things upon our hearts.
我们求你把这些话刻在我们的心板上。
And truly make us a people who can say, "Come, Lord Jesus."
让我们能够真正的从心里说，主，愿你快来。
We pray in your precious name.
我们奉主你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Charlie, for today's message.